You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on this early Monday morning. Time for the Palestine report. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Hafiz Ibrahim Musa.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hafiz Ibrahim, I know it's Ramadan, and ma for waking you up from your mid-morning sleep, but Palestine report, alhamdulillah, Al-Aqsa Adhan under attack, under once again, the negative scrutiny of the municipality of Jerusalem. This is not the first time we've seen, issues raised against the Adhan from Jabal al-Mukabbir and from other areas. This time, the complaint by the local government and Zionist residents of the city against the Adhan of Al-Aqsa this Ramadan. Talk to us.
So Israel was having something, the Israeli state was having something that they call an annual Memorial Day, where they commemorate war dead, etc. And there was a major state ceremony in the Borak Wall area, that is, the area that is called from their side the Western Wall. And as a result of that particular ceremony coinciding with basically the opening days of the month of Ramadan, Israeli occupation policemen forced themselves into the Western Minarets of Masjid al-Aqsa, so the two on that side were the focus of this, the Maghariba Minaret, as well as the Silsila Minaret, forcefully broke the doors, damaged the doors, came in and cut the wires to the speakers that would be broadcasting the Adhan in that direction. Obviously, that caused a major stir, hampering the worshippers hearing the Adhan as well as the Taraweeh Salah. And according to somebody that I spoke to on this year, they said this was the first time that Israel dared do anything like that, even since 1967. That's when the occupation of Al-Quds began and that entire Maghariba neighborhood was broken down. So a very daring act, and obviously it would not undertake this act unless it felt that it would have the necessary protection. In addition to that, we found that iftar meals that are also usually given out in that particular area were hampered for that period. This has created major diplomatic stirs, usual flurry of statements, Jordan also getting involved there. After this, the question was, did they take it out permanently? The answer to that is they did not take it out permanently, in that the Waqf stepped in and restored that connection immediately. But again, a brazen assault from the Israeli side, coinciding with the opening of Ramadan. Added to this, there's the daily skirmishes or the daily attacks on worshippers as they leave Masjid al-Aqsa in the Bab al-Amud, the Damascus Gate area, and a major call from the Israeli side to storm Masjid al-Aqsa on the 28th day of Ramadan, which would be just after the 27th night, when many, many Muslim worshippers will also still be in the masjid.
We've seen over the last few years, in fact decades now, settler impunity rising on the compound of Al-Quds, of Masjid al-Aqsa, with them making various incursions, slaughtering animals, etc., in the compound of Masjid al-Aqsa. We've seen unprecedented rise in settler impunity, especially during the lockdown, where people were now barred from entering into the compound itself. Even post entry into Aqsa, even now in 2021, we've seen the settler incursions continue to rise and become more confrontational. Talk to us, Hafiz Ibrahim, what's the latest regarding the settler impunity?
Yes, so United Nations panel of experts, they've spoken about crimes of Israeli settlers, not particularly in this case relating to Masjid al-Aqsa, but they're talking about the occupied West Bank And one should understand here that one is the Israeli state crimes, and then one is the vacuum that's created and the space that's created for settlers to do a similar job to the soldiers, if not a worse job. And in the first 3 months of 2021 alone, these UN experts said that Israeli settlers will amount to 600,000 in the occupied West Bank. They've been responsible for 210 incidents of violence, terrible acts of desecration, acts of vigilantism, acts of terrorism and vandalism, with the explicit intention of making lives for the Palestinian civilians in those areas totally untenable. Major hotspots are Jerusalem itself, Hebron, Nablus, and Ramallah. Targets things like livestock. They, slash the cars off tires, spray graffiti on tires, cut down trees, etc. And many instances, soldiers are nearby and totally allow this. The call from the UN experts is to the international community that they should, quote, impose meaningful costs so that Israel would be able to be held to task for its protracted occupation.
The beginning of Gaza in Ramadan, how did it begin this year?
So what we've got in this past week, or the week that has gone by, two airstrikes in 2 days, this has led to one of the resistance spokespeople in the Gaza Strip saying that Gaza is being attacked by Israeli jets during Suhoor on the fourth night of the holy month of Ramadan, but sounding off on a resilient note, saying that Gaza, like all Palestinian cities, will remain resilient against the Israeli occupation. This is something that always opens up raw wounds for Palestinians. Israeli attacks on Gaza in the month of Ramadan. If we were to go back to 2014, we'd understand why that kind of wounds and pain is evoked. And simultaneously with these latest attacks, Israeli press saying that the Israeli army has a plan of hitting hundreds of simultaneous targets in the West, in the Gaza Strip, should any conflict, larger conflict break out. The spokesperson for the Israeli Southern Command said that there are hundreds of targets and they've been recorded and they will be attacked simultaneously, something that we've been hearing for a long time. Previous Israeli entries into Gaza have been disastrous. They haven't been able to fully achieve what they sought to do, and now they feel there needs to be some sort of game changer. But on the other hand, a lot of new reports are coming out in the last few weeks saying that it's not going to be a walkover from the Hamas side. The way that they're smuggling weapons into the Gaza Strip continues through a sophisticated system. And for the first time, they've got very impressive local production capabilities for longer-range missiles and drones, and they feel much more empowered and emboldened, the resistance in the Gaza Strip, so much so that in recent weeks and months, they've been conducting test firings of these weapons into the Mediterranean openly, and doing these sort of rocket-firing experiments every now and then, showing that they've got strengthened capability within the Gaza Strip, and they feel much more empowered, making sure that Israel will not have a walkover when they come to, if they ever try to come to the Gaza Strip. Resistance, even under international law, being something that is allowed for people who are oppressed.
Hafiz Ibrahim Musa, Jazakallah Khairan for the Palestine report this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.